for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, August the 31st, 2019. Gene Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on A Steadfast Spirit.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Before we get started, I want to go ahead and prime the atmosphere with some decrees. So if you just stand with me and repeat after me. I pray for the floodgates of heaven to open now.
Over my life,
in the name of Jesus.
The heavens were created to be a blessing in my life.
I receive the rain and blessing from heaven now upon my life in Jesus' name. The heavens drop dew now upon me.
In my life,
in Jesus' name.
The heavens are open over my life now.
And I see visions in the name of Jesus.
The heavens drop at the presence of God.
And the heavens praises thy wonders.
Lord, show your wonders today.
Ride upon the heavens and release your voice.
Lord, release your manifold wisdom
to the powers in the heavens.
I receive your wisdom today.
Lord, thank you for the shaking in my life.
Fill my life
with your glory.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give him the praise. Amen. You may be seated. He deserved all the praises and all the honor. Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne. Father God, I ask that you forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, known and unknown. I ask, Lord, that you will open up the people's eyes and ears so they'll hear what the Spirit of has to say to them today. Father God, I pray that you give me a teachable spirit that I may be able to teach your word. And Father God, we come against every spirit that will hinder God's people from hearing the word today. We come against the sloth of spirit that would cause your people to go to sleep. We command them to be awake today to hear your word. Now, Lord, we thank you right now for what you already have done here at Lake Hamilton. And Lord, we thank you what you're going to continue to do. And Lord, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited today. Every day I'm excited that I can wake up, I can breathe, I can talk, I can walk. I'm in my right frame of mind, which is very important. Amen. But my message today, I want to talk to you about a steadfast spirit. A steadfast spirit. And I want to teach to you today. So what is a steadfast spirit? Steadfast means fixed in purpose, direction, and resolution. Unwavering and fixed in place. Reliable, steady, true. Someone who is firm and determined in a belief. Loyal, faithful, committed, dependable. So can you ask yourself today, do you have a steadfast spirit? Have you been loyal, dependable? Have you been faithful? Have you been steadfast, unmovable? So to be steadfast is to be fixed in purpose, unwavering in commitment.
meant. Resolute and spiritual pursuit. Having a steadfast gaze upon your goal. Your mind is fixed on the goal that you determined to follow through. I don't know about you today, but I have been wavering my steadfast spirit. I have been asking God to help me be steadfast because of decision making. Because what I have learned in life, if we don't have a steadfast spirit, it can lead us into all types of disasters. So it is vital that you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you a steadfast spirit. I don't know about you sometimes, but when the Holy Spirit began to nudge me, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I have to be honest, I go right back to sleep. And I say, Lord, help me get a steadfast spirit. But I know a man, and that's my husband. When God wakes him at 3 a.m, he is faithful to the call. It wakes me up. I hear him speaking in tongues and praying. And I said, oh, he got my back. I'm covered. And then God began to deal with me. No, you need to get up. So I've been praying, saying, Lord, give me a steadfast spirit for I can get up 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Those are critical hours that God wants to speak to us. He wants to show us some things. So now I see why the enemy wants me to stay asleep. Because he don't want me to get up. He don't want me to hear what God has to say to me. But I'm praying today after this teaching that I have a steadfast spirit, that I will wake up 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning when God wakes me up. Amen? Amen. So I hope you have the same attitude after this teaching. So in Psalms, the 51st chapter, verse 10, that's Psalms, the 51st chapter, verse 10, and it reads, talking about David. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, steadfast spirit within me. And if you go down to verse 12, he says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit, meaning to sustain me. So we need to be like David today. We need to ask God to give us a steadfast spirit that we won't be removed or shaken. I mean, we need to cry out, God, help me be steadfast, because I need it. And if David needed it, we needed it too. Amen? David asked for a steadfastness spirit and willing spirit to sustain him. He needed to be steadfast. The flesh always fighting because he don't want to do right. But we have to bring this flesh under subjection, and we have to be determined in our walk that I'm going to be steadfast no matter what. Because we know that the enemy, he has a plan, and that plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And we have to learn how to be guarded, ready, steadfast, unmovable when he comes. God is looking throughout the world for steadfast Christians.
Yes, he is.
That's what he's looking for. Someone who's going to be rooted, grounded, and is not going to take no for an answer. That's what God is looking for. When intense warfare begins to come, are you steadfast? When warfare begins to face us face to face, are we steadfast and determined that we're going to make it through it? Or are we going to waver to the left or to the right, wondering what should we do? Because the days are coming that we're going to have to be steadfast, rooted, and grounded in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My husband and I, we live off the Florida and Georgia coastline. We just heard about the Hurricane Dorian is headed to Georgia. But I'm believing
that I'm here doing the work of the Lord, because my God promised me if I take care of his business, he'll take care of mine. Amen. Because my home is in God's hand. Amen. And I'm here doing God's business, because guess what? He's going to take care of mine. I have no fear. I have no doubt. Whichever way it goes, it's okay with me. Now that's the peace of God. And when we can have the peace of God upon our lives, that's a good thing. See, that's freedom. So how do you stand fast through your trials and tribulations? Through the hard times. Because a lot of people considered this hurricane as hard times. They looking at, could my home be lost? Would I have a loan? Would I have a home? Some don't have flood insurance. I mean, it's a lot of distress that's going on right now. But when you got the peace and you can be at Lake Hamilton ministering the word of God, that is awesome. I was just telling Merle, I said, Merle, God had us here. We could have been home preparing to leave. Because it's a state of emergency in the state of Georgia right now. So I give God the praise. He always taking care of his people. Amen. Always. Yes, so don't have no doubt about him taking care of you, because he take care of what is his. Amen? Amen. So if you are steadfast, you need to learn that God will deliver you through it all. Yes. I told my husband about a month ago, I said, you know, it's time for us to get in a regimen. We need to work out. You know, we got to be healthy and ready to do the work of the Lord. You know, for deliverance, it's a lot of work in deliverance. So I began to start my regimen of working out. I turned on my TV and began to put in my tape and do my workout. And I was following the instructor. And I'm steadfast. I'm ready. I'm going. And the instructor said, take two steps forward and take two steps back. So I began to follow the rhythm of what he was saying. And when I stepped 2 foot back, 2 feet backwards, I sprung my leg. I was so angry, and I was so mad. And the reason why, because I made a decision that I was determined to start my workout. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get angry, because I know who this is. So I began to go into the kitchen, get me some ice and put it on there. And I said, I got 2 days to get this leg right. And I'm getting right back into my regimen. That second day, I was back in business again, because I was determined. So I had a choice. I could say, oh, the devil did this, you know, I'm out of business, I'm out of whack, I'm out of this, all of these negative things. And this is what the devil wants to do. But we got to remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever we speak, that's what we become. I spoke victory, and I got victory. That's a steadfast spirit. And I'm learning how to do it. And it's a process. Amen? The Bible says in James, the first chapter, verse 12. That's James, the first chapter, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him that love him. So I'm holding on to his promise. So it's a good thing to endure temptation. It's something good coming out of it. If you don't plan. Suffering and perseverance are an important part of our life. We shouldn't run from it, but we should run towards it. Because this strengthens us. This brings intimacy closer to the Holy Spirit, which is what he desires from each and every one of us. So when it comes, embrace it. Something good is happening. Something good is coming out of it. The Bible says in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33. That's John, the 16th chapter, verse 33. In this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So you mean that in this world I'm going to have tribulations? But I must be a good cheer. I must be happy. Yes. Because Jesus has overcome the world. That's why you can be a good cheer. See, when the word began to penetrate in your spirit, then you can relate to what is happening in your surroundings. fret. You won't get off track. You won't be afraid. It won't take you by surprise. Because you know who you are in Jesus Christ. So being steadfast is a very important place that we need to be in. A fixed heart in prayer positions us. It strengthens us from within to receive God's power. This is what it does. And we need to receive God's power today.
Amen.
We need His strength.
Yes.
For what we're about to face in this world, we need Him.
Yes.
God wants us to stand firm and be steadfast in Him. This is the key to navigating around the landmines that pops up in our lives. So when the landmines begin to pop up, you won't be afraid. God will navigate you around the landmine. You can be in the desert and He will say, step here, step there, move there, go there. He will guide you through that. He is our GPS. That's who He is. He also said in Psalms 108, verse 1. That Psalms 108, verse 1. Oh God, my heart is fixed, steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory within my whole being. My heart is fixed. So you mean to tell me, during the trials and tribulations, you should have a fixed, steadfast heart? You should praise and worship Him and glorify Him? That's what He expects of us. But what I have learned in this walk, in my Christian walk, there is more Christians that have been beaten down by the enemy than the world. And why is that? Is it of a lack of prayer time? Is it of a lack of intimacy with the Holy Spirit? This is why we have to go and examine ourselves. Lord, examine me. What am I doing? Why did this get to me? When I find myself getting upset over the little things, I begin to go to the Holy Spirit. What do you want me to learn from this? Why did this affect me the way that it did? And God began to show me. And when He began to show me, I got it. See, God is speaking all the time. But we are not listening. He's speaking all the time. And let me give you another nugget. When you are spending time with the Holy Spirit, don't be so in a hurry to get up. He want to talk to you too. See, we go and lay it all at His feet. But He want to lay some stuff on us too. He want to tell us about ourselves. Or He want to give you something, some good news that you've been asking Him about. So I'm learning how to wait on the Lord. Wait in prayer. Wait prostrate before Him. And I learned being prostrate before the Lord, it pays off. Spending time pays off in the Lord. Perhaps you are going through a challenging time in your life. But God wants to do a work in you. Your suffering, your challenges, He wants to be Lord. He wants it all. He wants to prove Himself to you. He don't want us to stay in the shit that we have been in. He want to show us in a most excellent way. Because He knows all. He knows it all. So He wants you to be steadfast. So if you turn with me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 11. And I was reading this and the Holy Spirit was speaking. And I was saying, I'm going to cut this off at verse 11. I had said I was going to cut this off at verse 11, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, keep reading. Keep reading. Keep reading. And He took me all the way down to 18, so He's speaking tonight to some of you. So He reads in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God,
that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. But let me stop right here for 1 minute. The first day we have walked in here, Sister Deborah talked about that. God is keep talking about girding up your loins. He's speaking. God is speaking through His Word. Anytime you keep hearing something over and over and over again, God is speaking. He's trying to get your attention. What are you saying in this? What are you saying in this? And what you should have been doing, open up your ears, sharpen up your ears. I heard this on Thursday. I heard it again today. What you saying, Holy Spirit? What do you want me to get out of this? Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Last verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He's speaking through this scripture here. Praying always. Put on the whole armor of God. He's speaking. So it's time for us to put on the whole armor of God. It's time for us to do what the Word of God says. Amen? Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 23 says also, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. So God is faithful. If He said it, believe it. He is faithful. He is the promise. See, His Word got to come alive. We take the Word and we read the Word and we just read it. But it must come alive in our spirit. The Bible says also in Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. That's Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. So he would keep you in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on him. So if your mind is not on him, do that mean that you won't have no perfect peace? Because if you begin to keep your mind steady on Christ Jesus, peace begin to resonate. Peace come within. If he lives on the inside of you, there's peace. But you got to learn how to activate that peace. He also said in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6, and it's one of my favorite ones. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path right into peace. So having a steadfast spirit, it's important to know your Word. Because when the enemy comes and tries you, you can take out your sword and you can fight. And you're going to need your sword. You're going to need to learn how to fight. I mentioned last night, when you call a pastor, he might not be available. What are you going to do? Hallelujah. I have noticed in my life, as I have gone through a season of warfare, I can see a difference in me. Because it pushes me in to pray, to trust, to lean. And then God began to do a work in me. And I began to see a change in my character, my attitude, the way I think, the way I see things. He began to work in me. So I'm embracing the trial. I'm embracing the tribulations because it causes a work in you to come out. I learned to be steadfast in the midst of the trials. I learned to pray for discernment, which is very important thing. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment. That is part of my everyday prayer. And I've been doing it for years and years and years. Give me discerning of spirits. Because we need to have it. It's important. I read a quote about Graham Cook that blessed me that I want to read to you. And it really touched my heart. And it reads, "There is an anointing for fellowship with God and confrontation that bursts a bestowing of kingdom in our hearts. Kingdom is given to us in the balance of confrontation. The kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence take it by force." Matthew 11:12. So we need to have a godly balance in our hearts that says we are not going to be moved. This is what we believe in. We are going to stand here, and we are not moving until we see the unseen hand of God. We need to get to that place. So to be steadfast and unmovable is to be spiritual grounded. To be steadfast and immovable is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. To remain steadfast and unmovable, we have to know the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, how are you going to be unmovable, unstoppable? So get rooted and grounded in the Word and take the Word seriously. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, and needed to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth." Study the word. The Bible says to study. I'm one of these people. If the Bible says it, that's how I'm going to do it. There's no other choice. Because the Bible is my instructions on how I'm supposed to live on this earth. So I must follow. So he's giving you the instructions so you have no excuse. To accurately handle the word of truth, we must not only read the Bible, but we must allow it to become part of us. This is a steadfast spirit. When the word becomes a part of you. His truth should penetrate our minds and our hearts. That's what the Word of God does. It penetrates our hearts, our minds. That's what it does. It gets down on the inside. And those things that is not right before Him, He begins to bring them out. He begins to bring them to the surface. So when you begin to pray, and you begin to spend time with the Holy Spirit, and He begins to show you self, receive it. Go to Him. I don't want this. I sever ties with it. I want no part of it. This is what He's talking about. He wants you to be steadfast, even steadfast in your deliverance. Yes. When you receive your deliverance this weekend, He wants you to be steadfast in this. You should go out with a mind saying, I'm on fire for God. I received something from the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to cherish. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to nourish it. That's what He wants us to do with our deliverance. He wants us to hold it dear to something that you always believe in. That's what He's talking about. Holding it dear to His heart.
Yes.
So if you have not been diligent in your studies, in your meditation, you are vulnerable to the arrows of this world. You're vulnerable to false religions, to error, to all sorts of things. See, your Bible guides you to the truth. It allows you to detect truth
some error. So if somebody coming to you with some doctrine, and it don't line up with the Word of God, you can go there and say, hey, this is not what the Bible is saying. So if you don't read your Word, and you don't study your Word, you accept anything. See, I don't know if you understand this. When you agree and say amen, that means you agree to what the teaching was. That means you're in an agreement. So if they're saying something that's totally contrary to the Word of God, you agree to it. So this is why you got to study. This is why I believe in giving scriptures. Follow behind me. See what I'm talking about. What I'm saying. If I ain't right, hey, that wasn't right. You know, when I look in Acts and I read Acts and talk about Paul, you know, I really admire Paul in the Bible. And in verse 21, you know, how it talks about Paul when he was on his way to Jerusalem and how they was trying to keep him from going. They thought he was going to get hurt. They wanted to protect him. But Paul said, I must be about my Father's business. And this is what God is saying today. When they come and try to detour you, to go to the left or to the right, remind them that I'm going to trust in God. I don't trust in man. I trust in God. The Bible says, put your trust in no man. And I believe that scripture, honey, from what's that scripture talk about? Trust no man?
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Blessed is the man that trusteth in man. Blessed is the man that trusteth in God.
There it is. You got to quit trusting totally in man and not God. Remember, we serve a jealous God. He said he have no other gods before him. And that's the truth, and that's the Word of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. That's 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Many things are done in vain, but not the service for Jesus. So this tells me all the work that I'm doing for Jesus, even the labor that I'm doing here and not worried about what's going on at home, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. I'm taking notice of you, Gene. That's what he's saying. I'm taking notice of your attitude, how you trusted in me. And just because you do that, I'm going to honor that. So we got to learn to trust. Trust him today. Paul also reminded me, being steadfastness came from his commitment to obey God regardless of the cost. And we at this time where we got to obey God regardless what the cost may be. And we got to be steadfast and firm in what we believe. The Bible says in John, the 14th chapter, verse 21. That's John, the 14th chapter, verse 21. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he is that loved me. And he that loved me should be love of my Father. And I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. God wants to manifest himself to you today. He wants to show himself mightily and through you. Hallelujah. He also said in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. That's Galatians, the 6th chapter. Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So if we continue to be steadfast and unmovable, and we don't faint not, God has a plan for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So a steadfast Christian relies on the Spirit of God's teaching, urging, and his leadings. So if you're steadfast, you rely on him. You rely on every step of the way. You rely on His guidance. You rely on His teachings. You rely on every aspect of your life. So to be steadfast and unmovable is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And this teaching is not long. Because what I believe today, what I just talked about, God wants to do a work in you. And I believe just by speaking on the steadfast spirit, it penetrates something in your heart. See, I want the message to be where it penetrates. It gives you something to think about. So I don't know about you. I have been to churches where they have preached and said a whole lot of things, but I don't remember what they said. So I want to remember what was taught. I want it to penetrate. When I leave out, I want to be changed. I remember walking in the church one day when I was out in the world. But when I walked in that church that day, I was a changed woman. The Word of God penetrated. All the guilt, all the condemnation, I was ready to go before the throne of God. And I laid it at His feet, and I came out a new person. And I give God the praise for it. So God wants to do a work in you. And I want you to get up, and I want you to stand up. And we're going to go through some more decrees. And we're going to go through some deliverance. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to take a moment. And this is critical. To ask the Holy Spirit if there is anyone that has hurt you, disappointed you, violated you, abandoned you, rejected you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, no deliverance can take place. It affects you, not the perpetrator. So take a moment. And when you have searched your heart, then you may be seated. But be sincere. Be sincere about it. Dig deep down, all the way down, and ask the Holy Spirit to help. All right. I want to come against all the spirits of anger and wrath and rage. So I come against all spirits of wrath and rage and anger to come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. All spirits of rage and anger and wrath, come out now. Murder spirits, come out of God's people. Come on, murder spirits, anger spirits, wrath spirits, come out, God's people now. Come on, give me one big cough. Let's stir up these spirits. Come on, out, out now. Come on, all spirits of anger and wrath. Come on, out of God's people. Murder spirit, you get so angry, you will murder someone. Come on, all anger spirits, wrath, murder, contemptuous, cruelty. All those spirits, come out now. Leave God's people and go now in Jesus' name. Come on, out, out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all spirits of anger and rage and rejection and cruelty. Come out of God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out, out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all spirits of rage and anger. Come on, loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, hatred of mother, come out now. Hatred of father, come out God's people now and let them go. Come on, all spirits of hatred of mother, hatred of dad. Come on, they hurt me. They disappoint me. They didn't love me the way that I thought they should have loved me. Come on out now. Move now. Out of God's people and let them go. Come on. I hate my mother. I hate my daddy. They gave me up for adoption. They didn't want me. They didn't love me. They rejected me from the womb. Come on out of there. Come out of God's people now. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. They gave me up. They didn't love me. They didn't care for me. Come out now. I command them spirits to go and loose God's people. Come on, all the lies of the enemy. Come on, I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Out now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Hatred of father, hatred of mother. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out, come out. No love. Therefore, I can't give myself. I don't trust nobody. Come on out of there. No trust. No trust. Can't love nobody. Out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Give me one big cough again. Come on. Cough them out of there. All stubborn spirits. Come on out of there. right there. Come out of the lungs. Come out of your esophagus. Come on, I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, out of there in Jesus' name. Loose God's people and let them go. Come on, all spirits of rejection. Rejected by everybody. Rejected by pastor. Rejected by church. Rejected by family. Rejected by sister, brother. On and on. Come on out of there. We loose God's people and let them go. They reject me. Therefore, I have put up a facade. I won't let them in. Come on, I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. I come against the irritation spirit. You're irritable. They get on my nerve. They makes me mad. I don't like them. I don't like being around them. I come against that spirit of irritation. Go now in Jesus' name. I come against the sensitive spirit. You're very sensitive about everything anybody says. They talking about me. They did this to me. They don't like me. I come against that sensitive spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of the lungs. Out of the esophagus. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to loose God's people and let them go now. I come against abandonment. The abandonment spirit. I come against anxiety. I come against it right now in Jesus' name. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there. I come against all insanity spirit, mind control spirit, mind blocking spirit. I come against you. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Come on. Give me one big cough again. Come on, out, out. Come on, out of there. Come on. Come on, out of there. Loose God's people and let them go. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, all mind control spirit. Worrying spirits, worrying about everything. Come on out of God's people. Let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go. I come against all lust spirits. I come against all masturbation spirits. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on out of that lust. Come on, out, out. Come on, out. Move now in Jesus' name. Out of there. Rebellions. Come on, all rebellion spirits. Nobody can tell me anything. Nobody can tell me nothing. Come out, rebellion spirits. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on, move now. All rebellion spirits, come on out of there. Loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out in the name of Jesus. I come against all false teachings that you have received. All false doctrine. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command those spirits to go and loose God's people up and out of there. Go, go now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against hatred spirits. I hate them. I come against the wounded spirit. They wounded me. Come out, all wounded spirits, all hate spirits. Come out now and loose God's people and let them go. Out of there in the name of Jesus. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against the Jezebel spirit, the domination, the manipulation, the controlling spirit. If I can't dominate it, I don't want it. If I can't control it, I don't want it. Come on out. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. If I can't manipulate it, I don't want it. Come on, all Jezebel spirits, come out of there now. Out in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. Out of there in Jesus' name. I come against jealousy, envy, strife. Come on out now. Come out. All jealousy spirit. The Bible says jealousy is cruel as the grave. Come on. All jealousy spirit. Come out now. Out of God's people. You jealous because this person got that. You jealous because your time haven't come yet. Come on. Come on out, jealousy. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose God's people now. Come on. One big cough again. Cough it out. Come on. Cough it out. Don't look at your neighbor. Come on. This is a personal thing. Come on. This is personal. This is between you and Jesus. Come on. Out of there. Loose God's people now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the spirits of hatred. Come on out of there. Come on, I hate myself. I don't like the way I look. This is what you're saying. If God made a mistake, he didn't make you right. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, we break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the revenge spirit. You want to take out revenge because what they did to you. I come against that revenge spirit right now. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on, go out, out now. Come on, out of there. Come on, all revenge spirits. I'm going to get my way because they did this to me, and I'm going to get them back. Come on out of there, revenge spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against the profanity spirit. When nobody's looking, you cussing like a storm. Come on out, profanity spirit. Come on out. Come on out, profanity spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on up and out of there. Out of the lungs. Out of the esophagus. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, all profanity spirits. Come on, go now in Jesus' name. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on, if you're a cursing person, come on, out of there. Tell it to go. I don't want this. I'm severed ties with it. I don't want a curse. Come on out of there. All profanity spirits, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the failure spirit. You feel like you're a failure. I would never amount up to anything. I can never do nothing. All failure spirit. Those all lies of the enemy. So I come against the lies of the enemy of failure. I come against it right now. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all failure spirits out in Jesus Christ's name. I come against no faith. Less faith. I come against you right now. And I break your powers in Jesus' name. Come out now. No faith. I don't have no faith. I don't believe anything. I come against you. I break your powers. This is a joke. This is a joke. I don't believe nothing. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go in Jesus' name. I come against nightmares. Some of you have had nightmares. You're tormented in your sleep. You can't sleep at night. You wake up all night long. No sleep, no rest, no peace. I come against you. I break your powers. I command them spirits to go. All nightmare spirits, go now and leave God's people now and let them go. Come on out of there. Yeah, I see a lot of you yawning. Come on, cough it out. One more time. One big cough. Come on. Out of there. Cough. Cough it out. Out of there. In Jesus Christ's name, we break your powers and we command you to go and lose God's people now. I come against the gossip spirit, the bite-biting spirit. You gossip about everybody, everything. Come out now, all the gossiping spirits, all the bite-biting spirits. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there, all the gossiping, when nobody's looking, when nobody knows. Come on out of there, but God knows. He says, eyes go to and fro along the earth and he sees everything. He knows everything. Come out now, out in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. I come against that sin that you want to hide and nurture, you want to hold on to. Come on out of there. God, expose that thing. Bring it to the root. Uproot it now in Jesus' name. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All those sins that you want to keep, that you don't think nobody sees you, nobody knows. Oh, I'm this perfect person. Nobody sees me. I have no faults. I come against you. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose God's people now. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I come against addiction. The alcohol spirit, drugs, uppers, downers. I come against those spirits. I break your powers. Come on, all the narcotic spirits. Pharmacure. Come on, out of there. Out of there in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go. Where nobody is looking, I take my sip. I take my pills. I take my drugs. Come out. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. We break your powers. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on. Move now. Out of the tongue. All the cravings of alcohol. All the craving of the drugs. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Up and out of there. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Go. I come against the diabetic spirit. Out of there. Low blood sugar. Come on out of there. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. Come on out of there. Out of there. Come on. Move now. Out of the pancreas. Come on out of there. Move now in Jesus' name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against high blood pressure. Low blood pressure. We break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out, high blood pressure. High blood pressure is affiliated with anger, rage, temper tantrum. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all arthritis spirits. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of the joints. out of the ligaments, come on, out of the nerves, come on, out of the bones. Come on, we break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people. Now, come on, all arthritis spirits that have attacked your body, attacked your bones, attacked your nervous system, we come against you now. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, all the sickness and disease. I come against ear problems.
Yeah.
All ear problems where the enemy want to shut you down. The deaf and dumb spirit. Want to mute you where you can't speak. Want to mute you where you can't hear. Want to close your eyes where you can't see. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go. They want to shut you from hearing the word of God. I come against you. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God. And loose him and let him go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I come against self-destruct spirits where you have self-destruct yourself. I come against you. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now. Loose you now. You have cut yourself. I come against the spirit where you have cut yourself. You tried to hurt yourself. I come against those spirits that want to take you out. A premature death. I break premature death off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out of there. Come on, all premature death spirits. Come out now. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I shall not die but live to declare the glory of the Lord. Come on out now. Out of there. Out in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, come on, carve it out. I come against all the cancers, cancers of the breast. I come against pancreas cancer. I come against lung cancer. Come on, all the cancer. Come on, all the cancer. Come out now. Lung cancer, breast cancer. Come on, uterus cancer, the female problems. I come against you. Break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against prostate cancer, of the men prostate. I come against you. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. How you feeling? How you feeling? All right. I come against all ungodly soul ties that you have connected and joined yourself with. All ungodly soul ties, we break it right now in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. We break it off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody okay? All right. All right. I come against the mockery spirit where you mock the word. You mock the services. I come against the mockery spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Anybody who mocked the word, that's a sin. Come out. All mockery spirits in Jesus Christ's name. I come against impatience. No patience. No patience, impatience, can't wait, got to go now, got to do it now. Have no patience. I come against you now and I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God a hand. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done. We thank you for your precious spirit, for being here today, and for delivering your people. Now, Father God, I ask right now, Lord God, that you'll close any gap, any hole. I come against any gaps or holes that the enemy can come in. I come against any backwash spirits, Lord God, that would come and try to entangle your people. I pray that you would protect them as they leave and drive in their vehicles. I pray that you would bless them and protect them as they sleep at night. I ask that you encamp your angels round about them and protect them as they go out in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray a wall of fire, even as Zechariah prayed, a wall of fire around them, Lord, and protect them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you continue to fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, that they would leave here, Lord, not the same, Lord God. They came in one way, but they leave it out another. And Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they would gather, Lord, a steadfast spirit. They would embrace a steadfast spirit, knowing that, Lord God, that they can trust you and they can be steadfast in their word, knowing that you will bring them through. Now, Lord, we bless you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the food. We ask that you bless the hands that prepare. Father God, bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.